Good afternoon. This is Bill Reed from the National Hurricane Center with the 5 p.m. advisory on Hurricane Earl. Earl was located at 38.2 north, 71.8 west, which is about 230 miles to the south-southwest of Nantucket, Massachusetts. Maximum winds are now at 80 miles per hour, and the present movement is towards the northeast at 22 miles an hour. A whole slew of warnings and watches continue in effect on this storm. And I'll try to summarize them here. A hurricane warning is in effect from Woods Hole eastward around Cape Cod to Sagamore Beach, Massachusetts, including the Vineyard and Tuckett Island. Hurricane watch is in effect for Nova Scotia from Ecom-Secom westward to Digby. Tropical storm warning is in effect along the coast of Long Island, New York, from Fire Island Inlet eastward to the South Shore and Port Jefferson Harbor eastward on the North Shore. It's also in effect for New Haven, Connecticut, west of Woods Hole, Massachusetts, including Block Island, north of Sagamore Beach to Hull, Massachusetts, Stonington, Maine to Eastport, Maine, the entire coast of Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, New Brunswick from the U.S.-Canada border eastward to Fort Lawrence, and from Shediac to Tignish and the Magdalen Islands. A tropical storm watch is in effect for Point Escuminac to Shediac, New Brunswick. The hurricane is moving to the northeast. It'll pass just to the southeast of Cape Cod and Nantucket Island, hence the remaining small area of a hurricane warning and the possibility that we'll still have hurricane force winds. When it crosses past there, it'll be accelerating rapidly during the morning on Saturday into the Nova Scotia and Maritime provinces of Canada. This is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center with the 5 p.m. advisory on Hurricane Earl.